So I thought that we'd practice today and practice in a way that points us towards a deep grounding. I feel it might just be the energy that I'm feeling in the world this week, but I am sensing waves again in folks I'm sitting with of resiliency fatigue and a sense of, feeling a little bit wobbly of finding center and how to navigate everything that's continuing to happen in this sea of uncertainty that we're all swimming in. And so, as ever, it's often good to come home to some of the basics and to simplify. So, I thought I'd come back to a practice that probably in the past 18 months we've done some version of, but it's maybe been a while. And the simplicity of coming home to here, to just come home to this moment, this loving, like, oh, here. Here. It's like we call that puppy mind that's nosing around in the past or, racing towards the future. We just call it back here. And so, I think what I'll lead today is a grounding into the body and then some just gentle light guidance and invitation, if you like, to even use that word here as a touchstone, or it might end up being a felt sense that's a touchstone of here, but we'll let that be our theme for our practice together. And so maybe before you close your eyes, if you choose to do so, you might just look at the screen, to know that there are others here with you. Because I think part of what provides the anchoring is having friends. And I know that many of you, at this point, we've become this community that gathers, and I know some of you flow in and out, but there's this growing familiarity, and I know it's a great comfort to my heart and nervous system and spirit. And so, to let yourself feel that others are here, and then to nest into whatever version of here works for you. So it might be that you're not looking at the screen. It might be that you orient yourself and what feels anchoring today might be an open-eyed practice for part of the time. It might be gazing out a window and taking in, oh, okay, what else is here? Maybe it's a plant in the room where you're sitting, or if you have a pet with you, maybe it's gazing at your pet. Or maybe what feels like it would be supportive or stabilizing is resting the eyes and releasing the outside world for this next little while, and it's softening the gaze, closing the eyes. Allowing a gentle exploration of being here. Letting yourself begin to feel the body sitting here. Noticing the points of contact between your body and the earth, whether it's directly feeling the earth if you're outdoors, whether it's feeling the earth through the floor or the chair or the cushion. Feeling the quality of earth. Of solidity, stability, steadiness. Offering you a place to rest the body, whether you're seated or lying down. Letting your body rest and be received. And as you land here more fully in this moment, held in the lap of the earth, letting your awareness perhaps gently wash through the body, inviting a releasing, a relaxing. In any way that the body is willing or able to soften and settle. Here. Maybe gifting a few moments extra attention and care to any of the parts of the body that are habitual reservoirs of tension or tightness. Relaxing through the eyes that are being asked to do so much in this world where we're engaging through screens. Softening through the jaw. And the throat. Places that can hold tension when we don't know what to say, or we're holding back on something, or maybe even the tension of engagement when we are speaking or sharing in a world where there may be some difficult relatings or encounters. Melting that warm, caring awareness down through the neck in the shoulders. Inviting shoulders to melt away from ears. Releasing the hands and the arms from having to engage or produce. Really letting the arms and the hands relax and just rest here in your lap or on your legs. Letting the breath wash through the chest and the abdomen, massaging the torso with each breath cycle. Perhaps each exhalation an opportunity to let go of emotions, agitation, worry, anxiety, or annoyance. Each inhalation creating a little more space with the expansion. Each out-breath, an opportunity to invite a letting go. Each in-breath, a new beginning. And with the incremental softening and settling in the torso, maybe a gentle relaxing in the back body, and a deeper settling through the lower body. Inviting a relinquishing of any bracing or holding in the legs or the feet. Deeper resting into the support that's available in this moment. Here. And you might find your way into the anchor that supports you in staying connected this moment, this experience, this location in time and space that allows you to connect with here. Maybe one of the touch points in the body, feet, or behind on the chair. Maybe the breath. Or maybe dropping the word here. Into the heart of your awareness. Like you might drop a stone into a pond. So that when the puppy mind wanders, you just lovingly drop in a gentle invitation here. Calling yourself home to the moment. here. Inviting yourself to rest just here. Perhaps resting into the safety of this moment, this simple moment, right here. The steadiness, the familiarity of this breath right here. Resting into the support and the steadiness of this circle of companions here. from this steadiness, this support, this safety. Letting yourself notice the quality of heart that might be available to you in this moment. Noticing if there's any capacity to open the heart to any degree. Maybe just a tiny sliver of exposure of the heart, or maybe a wider expanse. Recognizing that it's only from this place of some measure of steadiness, support, safety, that our capacity for kindness, compassion, connection can flow. And to whatever extent your heart is accessible in this moment, perhaps extending this energy of heart outwards to the world, bringing forward wishes for well-being to our circle here, to those who visit our circle but might not be here today, to those loved ones in your own households or communities. Offering wishes for ease, health, safety, well-being. Perhaps widening the circle of belonging even to those you don't know, humans, and this more than human world that provides a place for us to rest. May all beings know steadiness, support, and safety. May it be so. So, here we are together, here and here, and I've just really been feeling the energy, you know, of how is it to try to be here in the world right now. Yeah, and I what I'm hearing from folks is that it's feeling challenging, you know, that, and it comes in waves for many. There are days where there's a sense of maybe more steadiness, more stability, or more support. And there's days that, you know, waves of what's happening close to home or in the wider world sort of wash over and don't wash through, but sort of knock one off center. And there can be, I think, this yearning to coordinate, to control, to organize, to order our world in a way that will feel safe. This may or may not show up for you, but it can be as mundane as trying to control the menu of, like, what you eat for the day, and getting very meticulous, or even how we organize or straighten up the house or the garden. It can be trying to control a conversation or a decision that's being made between you and a partner or a friend. And all of these are functional activities of life and may just be everyday living. And sometimes they can really be influenced by the energy of anxiety or fear or worry or agitation. And there can be almost a sticky quality to the energy we bring to these activities, or a bit of a frenetic quality, that we're actually not so landed in the moment. You know, I've been watching it even in, you know, my own nervous system. It's like, I don't know, out running an errand with my partner, and it's like they're driving and I'm giving directions, because somehow getting us there, the route that I'm controlling or deciding, somehow calms my nervous system. And because how much do we have a choice over? And it's like, oh, if I can catch myself and bring some awareness to what's the energy that's in the body or the heart or the mind and is driving down South Boulder Road or Baseline going to bring me safety? Probably not, you know? And to bring a tenderness for that part, that animal body that at times can feel very vulnerable, you know, in this world that continues to bring rising COVID numbers. Here we are, 18 months later, still talking about this. And, you know, the uncertainty of, what's the air quality today? Are the lungs going to be a little tender if it's smoky? Or, you know, different realms that I'm hearing this show up for folks. And to be reminded again of where is a sense of safety or steadiness or stability or support potentially available, and to remember that that is most available here. Like, right here, in this moment, this breath. And it also offers us a potential portal for experiencing the relative safety that is often available. As we are sitting together, there's actually quite a bit of safety, right? Most of us are sitting in relatively conflict-free zones, if I'm looking on screen. We are not in imminent danger. There's not a wildfire, like, right at our door. There's not necessarily an unmasked human standing right next to you. You know, there's many layers that the body could access here. Oh, and maybe there's a measure of comfort or beauty in the immediate environment. Maybe there is an appreciation for food in the fridge, so there's not hunger on the doorstep, or clothing, or a home, you know, in a time when many people are not guaranteed, with the unsteadiness of evictions and other things on the horizon. So it can bring a portal into presence, and presence with the complexity of what's here, which includes a measure of relative steadiness, safety. And even appreciation or gratitude, you know, these friends, these threads, these flavors of practice that we keep touching again and again. So there's an availability back into resource and resilience, which is actually only ever accessed here. So this simple practice of the mantra of here is sometimes a gateway home to a quality of trust or confidence. For some people, the word faith resonates. Some people, that's a charged term. I like it at times in terms of its evocation of a quality of dedication or devotion to this practice that brings a foundation of support into the wavy nature of what the world is like right now. It's like I can't really stand on knowing what the world out there holds, but I actually can stand on this capacity that we have collectively been cultivating together this last year and a half, this capacity for being here, for inhabiting the moment with curiosity, with compassion, and that this connection with the moment allows for connection with each other and allows for a flexible capacity for meeting the uncertainty and demands. So some days our capacity feels really limited. We might be working with a teaspoon of capacity. Some days, and even a teaspoon is something, so we should take heart in that. And then some days our capacity is bigger, you know, it might be a glassful of capacity, of courage or compassion or confidence. And then other days, you know, it might be a bucket or a puddle or a pond of capacity, you know, and there may even be moments where we feel like we can touch that wider ocean that's not just our own personal reservoir of resource or resilience, but the collective reservoir. You know, we borrow on the goodness and the capacity of others as well, which is why gathering in groups can be so helpful. So I might pause there and offer the opportunity for some time in a small group. And what I might offer is the invitation to reflect on either how do you relate to this practice of here? Did anything resonate for you? Or how might you relate to this question of capacity? You know, how are you doing? Where is your resilience in this moment in time? And maybe what helps connect you back to capacity and resource and resilience? So if any of those appeal, you can pick up one of those threads. And if something else is alive for you, I'll trust that you can guide yourselves, and we'll take, we'll have about maybe 6 or 7 minutes. So enjoy each other, and you'll get that notice where you get the 60 seconds at the end, and then we'll come back for just a couple minutes. Enjoy. Welcome back. I'll just see if there's anything that feels like it wants to be spoken or shared after your time together. Beautiful. Yeah, it's like when you find a portal towards kind, gentle response, it's a great one to carry with you because we have so much practice in the other direction of frustration or irritation with ourselves, and monkeys might be a little too close to us, and puppies are have maybe much more affectionate associations for so many. Anything else? beautiful, and what a blessing, you know, what a blessing to be able to know, you know, to know the experience of safety and support, and to have that as a reservoir from which we might be of service or support. It's the only place, and I know how dear that is to your heart, so I love that you're in a place that can nourish that. Yeah. Yeah. So you might just play with touching moments of presence, of being here. If carrying with you the image of the puppy or the word, anything that can anchor you into a loving relationship with the moment and might provide a doorway into this moment. And even if it's fleeting, to appreciate what is contained in that fleeting moment. And so in that spirit, I thought I'd end with a poem that points to this. And it's called The Bright Field by R.S. Thomas. I have seen the sun break through to illuminate a small field for a while and gone my way and forgotten it. But that was the pearl of great price, the one field that had the treasure in it. I realize now that I must give all that I have to possess it. Life is not hurrying on to a receding future, nor hankering after an imagined past. It is turning aside like Moses to the miracle of the lit bush, to a brightness that seems as transitory as your youth once, but is the eternity that awaits you. So, it just playing with this experience of here and how the ephemeral and the eternal lie in this moment, always. And may your days be graced with many flashes of beauty, and may you be nourished by the moments of fleeting joy. Yeah, as William Blake says, kiss the joy as it flies. So, such a joy to be back with you. I so treasure our time together and the nourishment of being here together. So, carry this in that word to be here for each other energetically in the week to come, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week. Take good care. Bye.